With your permission and Mazal Tov, Chabad.
This week's parasha starts in the Todot Noach. Noach is tzaddik tamim haya bedorotav. Et ha'elokim et ha'lechno. After last week's parasha, Hashem says that He loves Noach. Noach matzachem b'nei Hashem. The Torah describes Noach. In the text it says tzaddik tamim. It's tzaddik tamim. Sounds that's why Hashem loves him. Hashem loves Noach because it's tzaddik tamim. It's hard to believe that millions of, maybe 10 or 100 millions of people vanished and Hashem doesn't like anybody. No one? Impossible. It's impossible. Millions of people, this is before the Torah. So no one Hashem likes, only Noah. So the survivor, the whole world starts from Noah. Ends before Noach. Says Hashem loves Noach. Noach matzachem b'nei Hashem. Hashem likes him. Why does Hashem like him? Because it's tzaddik tamim. Noach is a tzaddik tamim. It's very hard to believe. It's hard to believe. But Hashem told Abraham Avinu, there's not enough tzaddikim in Sdom. Chachamim said there was some tzaddikim in Sdom, but not enough to save the world. So, but here Hashem tells Noach in his face. Hashem is going to tell Noach soon. After the description of the Torah, Noach is tzaddik tamim, it's called holy and perfect. Hashem will tell Noach in his face, Otcha, you, I saw you, you're the survivor. The Gemara says Noach children will survive because of Noach. It's hard to believe. There's no one else in the world that Hashem is going to say, you tzaddik tamim. It's hard to believe. Must be. But the question is, what is it all about? So here comes the Torah and tells you the description first. Hashem said to Noach, Hashem describes Noach, I'm sorry, as tzaddik tamim. But when Hashem speaks to Noach himself, Hashem only tells him, you tzaddik. And the Gemara says, the Torah says that Noach is tzaddik tamim, two adjectives, two compliments. But Hashem gives him only one compliment. We learn from this that you don't give a person all the compliments that he deserves. So if you talk about the guy, you can say all the good things about him. But you talk to the guy, you only say a few. Says, what's the difference? Why? Well, explain to me why. I can tell the guy, you're genius, you're smart, you have a good heart. So he says, don't say everything. But when you talk about him, you can may say everything. What's the difference? Why? What are you afraid of? The guy deserves it. If you say this about him, see, Hashem did it. Hashem told Noach this. Hashem told Noach, I saw you the tzaddik. Hashem did not tell him, I saw you complete. Like so-called Torah itself describes Noach. So here is the guy that Hashem loves so much. And Hashem tells me, you're the only one in the world. And at that time, Noach was about 480 years. And Hashem tells Noach, since I like you very much, what I would like you to do is, for the next 120 years, to be a carpenter, to build a teva. To build a teva. The Gemara says, Hashem told Noach, you have to go to Iran, get special wood, and say gopher. It's very strong wood. And it's such a strong wood. You go over there and you build yourself a teva. Here are the dimensions, the blueprint, very big thing on the street. 120 years, Noah was begging in the teva. His son, Shem, had a nail factory. He provided Noah with nails. And Noach built the teva. The Gemara says, people pass by and ask Noach, what is this thing that you're building? He says, this is my boat. This is my house. And it's going to be in 120 years, he told him, Hashem told him, in 120 years going to be a flood and everybody's going to die besides me. And the Gemara says, the people told Noah, first they were laughing at him. He says, well, you and Avi, in 120 years, you know what's going to happen? And you're going to be the survivor? Gemara says, the people told Noah, listen, if this is going to happen, you should know we're coming into the temple as well. Don't think you build the temple for yourself. So Gemara says, 120 years, Noah was busy building this guy, Hashem. Hashem says, Hashem said, I love you very much, and you're the only one tzaddik. So now they became a carpenter. He used to sit on the street and make the teva. It's very strange. If Hashem loves Noach, he would have told Noach, listen, go hire some people from Mexico. Let's help you. But you, Mr. Noach, by yourself, you have to build the teva. No helpers, no nothing. You have plenty of time, 120 years. So first he went to Iran and got the wood over there. Who knows how long it did take him to bring the wood, put it over there on the floor, and I'm building the teva. And Hashem tells me, okay, now I'll tell you the measurements of the teva. And it's three floors. Top floor, you and your family. Middle floor for the animals. And the bottom floor is for the garbage. That means this, all the garbage from the animals. 1 year Noach was in the teva. There's no window. Was a window, but Noach was not allowed to open the window. Was no exhaust fan, and no oxygen. And Hashem told him, listen, you must put tar from outside and inside the teva, that the water should not go in. It means airless. That means now we're in zero air inside. Zero air inside, and the bottom floor is garbage. One year around, you can open up the window and throw outside. It's not New York City. You can. It says, the whole world being destroyed, it's the whole water. What's the big deal? You can't do nothing. Everything has to be kept in the teva. And he had to go. The Torah says, Kahalacha mikol machal asher yachel. You first, you go and you buy food for 1 year to feed all the animals. Can you imagine how much food? How much food he has to buy? He has to store it. First floor is part of the second floor. Maybe. Store food for you. You got to go and you got to store. So after you finish the teva, you put all the food inside. This is the guy that Hashem loves so much. They locked him up in the teva. Airless. No air. Smell of all the animals. And the Gemara says, Shem Enoch, his son, met Avraham Avinu. Avraham met Shem Enoch. Ask him, tell me what happened in the teva. He said, we had no night, no day. My father and we, the three brothers, ran 24/7 to feed the animals. One time my father was late and the lion hit him. That's how accurate we had to be to serve the food. This is what Hashem loves. They made him a zookeeper, a carpenter, and a garbage collector, cleaning all the animals. What is it all about? Then the Torah ends after the instructions of Hashem. Torah ends. Ve'as Noach, Noach did. Bechol asher tzivah oto Elokim ken asa. Torah says Noach did. Elokim told him to do. So usually, what the Torah says, do ken asa. It means didn't change anything. It means he did according to specification, by the blueprint. He did everything. Prepare all the food. But the Torah says Elohim. Elohim, it means entity of Hashem, but not Hashem that we know usually. The Torah continues. And Hashem tells Noah, okay, now after you did all this, all the animals will come to you. The Torah says Hashem led all the animals to go inside the Teva. And Hashem tells Noah, okay, now it's time you can go into the Teva. And the Torah says, Vayas Noah. Kol Hashetziva Hu Hashem, Yud Kevavkeh. So it changes now. Now it's not Elohim anymore. Now it's Yud Kevavkeh. It says Noach is going inside the Teva. Of course he's going inside the Teva. Why the Torah is telling you to go inside the Teva? Of course he's going inside the Teva. And then comes the Torah and tells us that Noach is locked up in the Teva, running around, comes out of the Teva, and Hashem tells him some kind of halachot. And one of the halachot Hashem tells him, it's about murdering. And the way it says in the Torah, it doesn't say, don't murder, or what happens if you murder. It says like this. If you spill blood, shefich dam adam, somebody spills blood, it means he killed the guy. Ba'adam and witnesses so, what witness, two witnesses so. Damo yishafech, spill his blood. It doesn't say the way we see, we always says it says in the Torah, don't step to somebody, don't kill him. It says no. It says somebody spills blood, his blood is going to be spilled. It doesn't say you kill him. Usually in the Torah talks like this. You kill somebody, nefesh tafach nefesh, you kill him, no. And the Torah gives an excuse, so-called. It says it's common sense, right? So if he kills somebody, of course it's supposed to kill you, no? Torah says, the reason why they're going to spill this guy's blood, ki betzelem Elokim asa et ha'adam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made mankind in his form. And if Hashem would have not made man's kind in Hashem's form, then you're allowed to kill. What has to do with anything? Torah says, listen, Hashem told Noach, the reason why you may not kill somebody, because when you kill somebody, it means you kill the form of Hashem. I don't need an excuse why. You're not allowed to kill somebody, that's the end of it. Torah says, no, something else. Why something else? How come? So actually, let's be parasha. The Torah tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Friday decided to create mankind. The language in the Torah, it says, Yom Elokim nasi adam betzalminu kidmutenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let's create mankind. Says the Gemara, what do you mean, let's create? What does that mean? Who is Hashem talking to? Much as Hashem is talking to the angels. In Shemayim, the Gemara says, Hashem called all the angels and said, okay, I want to discuss with you a matter that has to do with you and me. Says the Gemara, Hashem has to ask angels what to do. Why did he call them? Was this to tell you the humbleness of Hashem? What humbleness Hashem? What's the humbleness? Says the Gemara. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to create mankind, and mankind is going to look so called like even bigger than an angel, therefore Hashem did not want the angels to be jealous at us. So Hashem, so called, is going to discuss with the angels, should we create mankind? Even though Hashem doesn't need their permission, and Hashem does not need their agreement. But nevertheless, to show the humbleness of Hashem, he called them. The Gemara says, some angels said yes, some angels said no. And the angels said, no, Hashem burned them. All of them, most of them. And then anyway, the Gemara says, Hashem created mankind. That says, by the time, at the end of the discussion, while the angels debating, yes to create, no, not to create, Hashem already made Adam HaRishon, and he is on the floor. But the language of the Torah, when Hashem created mankind, the Torah says like this: "Evra Elokim et Adam, Elokim et Adam, Betzalmo." Hashem made us in His form. Betzelem Elokim Barauto. It says the word "tzelem," what's called form, appears twice in the sentence. Looks like it's extra. The Torah says Hashem created mankind, so called in His form, whatever it means. It means that we are so called Hashem decided to make it to give us 10 fingers and 2 hands, and not more than 2 feet, and the whole thing with the head, with the eyes. Why you have 2 eyes? Why don't you have 3 eyes? Why you have only 1 nose and not 2 nose? Right? So all this it means something that, of course, Hashem has no form. But it means something in Kabbalah, that it means it look like Hashem, whatever it means. Okay, so it says in the Torah, Hashem made us like His form. But then the Torah continues. Hashem created us But he just told me that. So Chachamim tell us, it says Shulchan Aruch, it says the Rishonim say that Rosh Hashanah Rabbah is a very important, I would say, dangerous day, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. It says Shulchan Aruch. It says the Rishonim, a person Rosh Hashanah Rabbah can find out for himself if he's going to be here next year by going outside and he's going to look, but the moon is outside and he won't find his shadow on the floor, even though that's something, you know, that it's something physical, it's no such thing. What do you mean shadow? So you walk on the street, you say you have a shadow. What do you mean it's no shadow? Well, it says the Rishonim said no, the Shulchan Aruch, that on Rosh Hashanah Rabbah people go out, used to go on the street and looking for the shadow. You can't see a shadow. What do you mean you can't see a shadow? Of course, a shadow. What do you mean you can't? No. The people that Chas V'Shalom will not be here next year, if they would have gone outside on Rosh Hashanah Rabbah outside, some people do it. Some people do it. They do it. They say goodbye to the family before they go outside. And they come inside, either they say, Mazal Tov, I'm alive, or they say it goodbye. I said, even though there's something physical, that something has to do with nature, of course you have shadow. No, you don't. No, not for sure. What does it mean? What does it mean you don't have a shadow? What does it mean shadow? What do you mean shadow? What has to do with shadow with me being alive? Chachamim explain what it means like this. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mankind, there is a shadow on the person. There's a shadow. You don't see it. But, says the Zohar, you may see that. The Zohar says 30 days before a person dies, you can look at a person, he's very healthy, nothing. He's, you know, he's playing golf and everything. He's healthy. Had a heart attack, died. The people that have special glasses, they would have detected it 30 days before the heart attack, he's died. Zosef. That so-called shadow that a person has on himself disappears 30 days before death. Not because he's going to get sick, or not going to get sick. Or Chaim says, you know, Yaakov Avinu, until Yaakov Avinu, nobody was sick. But no doctors, no hospitals. I spoke to my rabbi before Yom Kippur. I told my rabbi, the Gemara says, Yaakov asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu for sickness. Until Yaakov, nobody was sick. Yeah, so a person had to die, it used to sneeze and fall dead. Yaakov asked Hashem, listen, person has money in Iran, in Switzerland, his children doesn't, they don't know, it's going to vanish. So the government will take the money. Then the person gets sick for 3 days, and 3 days doesn't feel well. Goes to bed, he's going to call his children and say, listen, I have money in Switzerland, legal, took everything legal. I have money here, I have houses here, this, and this is my heritage, this is how you divide it. And Hashem said to Yaakov, you know what? I started with you. But this was just before Yaakov died. But in the beginning of Parashat Vayechi, it says that Yaakov, like Yerubim Yisrael Amut, Yaakov all of a sudden called Yosef and said, I'm going to die soon. I'm going to die soon. But how do you know you're going to die? You're not sick. There's no sickness yet. Appeared in the world. Nobody was sick. I don't know if Yaakov knew what's going to be in today in the hospitals with all this insurance and everything. I don't ask my rabbi. I mean, for him, keep on asking, what do you think Yaakov knew? Yaakov knew it's going to happen like this? That's what Yaakov asked. Until Yaakov, nobody had a heartache, there's no such thing sick. No sickness, zero sickness. So Rachaim says, so how did Yaakov know he's going to die? He was very healthy, Yaakov. Hashem said, look, this says in the Zohar, 30 days, you look in the mirror, you can detect on yourself. If you have good eyes and good glasses, you look in the mirror and say, oh, finished, I'm dead. So you're not dead. Look, healthy, everything okay. He's a trainer. He's doing everything. He said, listen, you see the shadow disappears. That's what the Zohar says. And actually, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. And that's what the Torah says. And when Elohim et Adam betzalmo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mankind in his form, betzalem Elohim azahoto. The Torah repeats the form. The word "tzelem" comes from the word "tzel," shadow, shade. The shadow Hashem put a shadow. That's what Hashem did to the person. This is really, the Gemara says, when a person behaves, the Gemara says, no animal will attack him. The person doesn't behave, the shadow disappears from the person, and then the animal runs up. The person wants to check himself. I says, Daniel was thrown to the pit. 350 lions. They didn't give the lions to eat for a long time. It says, there's a book, Ben Sira. It says over there that they threw Daniel inside. And the lions made sure they don't put their face next to Daniel because of the odor, because of the bad breath they had, they didn't give them to it. In the morning, Dayavish, Dayush, came and said, Daniel, then said, yeah, how are you? Are you Modani? Singing Modani. So the 350 lions made like a ladder for Daniel to climb up. And we said, what is really the miracle? Also, there's no miracle. So if you're holy, you have this shadow on you. You have the shadow on you. The Gemara says, no animal can attack you. Gemara says, animal attacks the person, but the person doesn't have the shadow. That's what the Torah writes and describes the creation of mankind, is to tell us, listen, first of all, you should know why Hashem made you only 2 hands and 2 feet, not more, not less. This is because that's something to remind you about Hashem. But nevertheless, Hashem put on you a shadow. That shadow, the Gemara says, Hoshana Rabba, a person goes outside and looks for the shadow on the floor, there won't be shadow on the floor. He said, how can there be no shadow? No such thing. The Gemara said, look, try. Go outside, you see you have no shadow. It means no shadow, means you have appointment upstairs. That shadow, was created for the person because, so-called, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have that shadow. That's a protection, the shadow. It's called Or Makiv. It's a special thing. So if you read the Torah, Hashem said like this, look. He called up the angels on Friday and says, let's create mankind in our form. Says the Gemara, look, that shadow was created because Hashem's humbleness. Since Hashem is so humble, so he called up the angels and said, let's discuss. We would like to create mankind. But Hashem said, "Betzalmenu kidmutenu," with that shadow. And that's what Hashem discussed with the angels, because an angel is a shadow. And that's what the Gemara says. Some angels said yes, some angels said not. But at the end, that's what Hashem did. So this is what Hashem describes in the Torah. Hashem said Hashem created mankind in his shape and the shadow. But that shadow was created because it's imitation of Hashem. It's Hashem, so-called shadow. What means Hashem shadow? I'll tell you what it is. I said, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you want to know something about Hashem, the thing of Hashem is, the Moshe Kodor Rivero writes in his book, Tomei Dvor, says Hashem, it's called, the angels call Hashem, the insulted king. The humbleness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just, it's unbelievable, it's unlimited. So the Gemara says, you see Hashem's humbleness in the Torah, in the week to him, says, what does Hashem do? Hashem supplies food. Hashem builds houses. Hashem brings the rain. Hashem gives clothes. Hashem does everything. Let me say, because Hashem does everything. Not only that, the Gemara says, based on the Pasuk, the Gemara says, if somebody does a sin, but actually the sin is that the person smears himself dirt from the soil. And the word kapara, says the Gemara, means cleaning the dirt from a person. That's what Hashem does. So Hashem, with his humbleness, he told that person, don't do this. So the person did it. So actually what the person did, he dipped himself in the sauna. Now he's outside. Now he says, I'm sorry. So now Hashem has to clean the dirt from the sewer that he picked up by doing thing against Hashem. So I have to clean you? Go clean yourself. The Navi says, no, Verachatz Hashem, it's Abba Tzion. Hashem cleans you. So that thing Chachamim said, the Rambam says, and the Rambam says as well, it's the most important thing is humbleness. The person, the Gemara says, can be very holy, keeps all the mitzvot, everything. But if he has any pride, David HaMelech says, to avat Hashem kol gvalev, Hashem cannot take somebody as any pride. You have to be down to earth all the way. All the way. And says, Hashem said, I cannot dwell under the same umbrella with a guy that has pride. You have to be down to earth completely. Mr. Rambam, there is no other midah or habit or manner better than this. Hashem talks about Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem says, Eish Moshe anav mon kol adam shepnei adama. It's nothing else. Tell about Moshe Rabbeinu, everything. And Hashem talks to Miriam and Aaron. He says, why did you talk about my trusted slave, Moshe Ne'eman? Eved Ne'eman karat alo. He says, what is this? What is this? He says, how dare you speak about Moshe? So Aaron says, what is about Moshe? What is about Moshe? Aish Moshe anav mukul adam is the most humble person. The downfall of this world, Chachamim say, this is pride. As if somebody is humble down to earth, he doesn't steal, he doesn't lie, he doesn't do anything. That is the whole thing, because you don't think you're nobody. If you're nobody, you're not going to do all those things. You know why you do it? Because you want to do it. As if you think about you, me, myself. I said, that's your problem. You have to be like a worm. You have to be like ashes. You have to be a sword, like Abraham Avinu, David HaMelech. Come, Chachamim say, look, Noach Matzachem B'nei Hashem, Hashem loves Noach very much. He says, Hashem loves Noach very much. What's so great about it? Tell me something about it. What's so great about it? Tzadik Tamim. Tzadik, you know what Tzadik Tamim is? Mar says, you think Tzadik, holy, holy. No. Mar says, you have a mistake in your theory, you have a mistake in your life. Tzadik means Tzadik bit Rachav. It means everything that he does correctly. He doesn't steal, he doesn't lie. He behaves nicely, he has good manners. That's called tzaddik. Not because he goes to mikveh, not because he has a beard or has a sombrero. It's nothing. Nothing. That's not called tzaddik. It's something else. Maybe you cannot be tzaddik unless you do this also, but it's not called tzaddik. This guy's tzaddik. You're not tzaddik, man. That doesn't mean religious. Doesn't mean religious. It means tzaddik, Masechet Avodah Zarah. You can look it up, page 6. Masechet Avodah Zarah. Page 6, Masechet Avodah Zarah. Tamim, when my Asab says the Gemara, humble. Anavush fal ruach. This was Noach. Somebody wants to know, what about Noach? Hashem loves Noach so much. What can you tell me about Noach? I says, Noach was a correct person. Correct person. Says, Musa. You don't move something that doesn't belong to you. You don't go on somebody's property without permission. You don't use anybody else's things without asking him. It's 100%. You walk, the way you eat, the way you do, everything has to be polite, manners. Not what the society decided. It's called Musa and Kelim, called Beta Musa. Nobody touch anything, you can't touch, it's not yours, what do you mean? You come to the Knesset, something, somebody put something, you move it, you want to be, what, it's yours, why you touch it? Somebody forgot umbrella and Kelim. 3 years later, he came and the umbrella was in the same spot, nobody touched it. I said, you can't. It's 100%. With your manners, you don't walk in the same places. So Rambam says, if you have good eyes, you can detect by walking of a person if he's humble. Just by walking, you can see. Okay. This is Noach, anavush fal ruach. Says, walks, he's laid down, doesn't demand anything from anybody, doesn't take anything. This is humbleness, down to earth completely. That's how Rambam says, that's what Torah says. Noach Matzachem B'nei Hashem. I says, Noach was the most humble person. The Gemara tells us, Moshe Rabbeinu blessed Yoshua, he was blessing before the spies came, before the spies went to Israel. He says, because he saw that Yeshua is humble. How do you know Yeshua is humble? Because if you're humble, you have that shadow on you. The shadow shines a lot. Everybody has a shadow. But the question is, how much the shadow shines? Mara says, Hashem, Moshe gave Yeshua bracha. Hashem should save you from the advice of the spies. I says, why are you giving only the bracha? Why do you give the other spies? Because I see Shadow. It's very humble. As you humble, he says, you go on the path of Hashem. Hashem is humble. So Hashem told angels, let us create mankind in the shape of Hashem. It means with a shadow. It means we are something. Sometimes a guy also might have. If you keep 7 mitzvot, there's a little shadow too. The more you keep, the shadow shines more. Actually, that shadow stays on the person after he dies, and he goes to Gan Eden. Chachamim said that Parashat Noach ends with Noach. I don't know Noach. Hashem loves Noach. Why Hashem loves Noach? Because Noach imitates Hashem. When the Gemara says, "Alach tabda Rachav," you have to imitate Hashem. As you want, Hashem is humble. You have to be humble. Hashem is midato emet. Hashem is correct. Hashem doesn't do anything not 100% right. Noach did it. This is from the whole generation. He was the only one. He was the most humble one. As is, Hashem loves him not because he's a tzaddik. It's because he's on the path of Hashem. That's Hashem said. Hashem said, let's create mankind in our shape with a shadow. This is the only one that survived and had that shadow. It's Noach. That's why he is a survivor. He comes to me and says, listen, Noach, I want to tell you something. So you go now, the next 120 years, you build a teva. Build a teva. It says, you know, you imitate me, right? You humble like me. You correct like me. Also, I'm doing the whole thing. I know I created this world, right? So you create my teva. He said, listen, I wash people's sins. The sins create dirt. You also even wash the animals. I says, you're going to build the teva. I says, you're not going to have a minute to live. You're going to have to run around and feed animals. What do you think I do? The Gemara says, what do you think Hashem does? What do you think Hashem does? Hashem makes sure, protect them. Hashem gives food to everybody. Hashem gives you food. Hashem gives food to all the animals. Hashem gives to everybody. I said, Mr. Noach, you write on my path. You do the same thing. You do the same thing. Go build a table. Go cut trees. Go do. I do the same thing. I did the same thing. Now you also, Noach, you know, go put the animals inside. Take care of the animals. You like me. Mm-hmm. You said, look, Hashem tells Noach when he comes out of the table, he tells him a statement. Listen. I want to explain to you something. See, you got the message. Hashem said, listen, I want to tell you halacha. Shofech dam ha'adam. He says, you don't kill somebody. You know what you do. I'll tell you what you do. When you kill somebody, it means you spill his blood. He says, the blood gives energy to that shadow. Ba'adam dam shofech. He says, spill this guy's blood. Don't kill him. He says, the punishment, what he did. What did he do? He spilled so-called energy of the shadow. It comes in the text, it says, Ki betzelem Elohim, asad Adam. It says, because Hashem created you with a shadow. It says, kill somebody, it's not because you killed the body of the person. Because actually, when you kill the person, it means you destroy the shadow. That's the problem. It means, if you may say, you want to state in our life, it means you destroy the spirituality. You don't kill somebody because you killed a physical person. Because you killed the spiritual. You destroy, not kill. We destroy the spiritual entity. He says, when Hashem discussed the angels, with the angels to create mankind, Hashem said, "Betzalmenu." Hashem said, let's make a person with a shadow, not just a person. Animal has no shadows. And when Hashem created animals, But Hashem created mankind, Hashem said to the angels, let's create a person with Salmenu, with a shadow. He says, Hashem says, you know what? If somebody spills somebody's blood, it's not that he killed the guy. He spilled the blood. The blood is the energy of the shadow. It says the blood penetrates and gives some energy to the shadow. That's the halacha that I want you to know. The main thing is the shadow of the person. He comes to the command and says, I want to tell you something. With all the respect, Mr. Noach, with all the respect, you were really the leader of that universe, but your humbleness is not complete. Somebody else is better than you. Says the Gemara, Chachamim come and say, Noach is the bedorotav in his generation. Says the Gemara, if he would have been in the generation of Abraham or David, he would be nothing. Says, excuse me, what do you mean nothing? What do you want from this guy? since when you compare tzaddikim, you say, listen, if Noach would have been in Abraham's generation, by the way, he was in Abraham's generation. Noach died when Abraham was 58, but it means he did not go through Abraham's life. He says, what do you mean? Why are you embarrassing Noach? He says, no, I'm telling you, listen, the Torah is a guide for you. I says, what do you want to be in life? I said, listen, Hashem loves Noach. I want to be Noach. Torah said, Al-Kham said, no. Noach is very humble, true, the Gemara says. Tamim, but Abraham is much higher with his humbleness. David is much higher with his humbleness. Abraham said, Anukhi Afar Vaefer. Abraham said to Hashem, I'm nobody. I feel I'm nobody. I'm like ashes. David said, Anukhi Tolat Veish. David said, I'm a worm. The person, the Gemara says, don't look up to Noach as this is what I have to be in my life. He says, Rambam, you have to have a role model. I says, role model, Abraham, Moshe, David. I says, the humbleness, that's it is required to keep the shadow. And if Chas Shalom, you have a pride, you have no shadow. You have no shadow, you cannot be Noam Ravet HaKadosh Baruch. Another message. The Parshat Noach said, what happened? Destruction of the world. No. The point is the survivor, not destruction. And the survivor is because Hashem loves him. And Hashem loves him because he's a shadow. And he has a shadow because he's humble. That's the message. Not Hashem destroyed this in this world. How? Of course I'm humble. As I'm humble, let me tell you something. I'll tell you what it is. See what Noach did. Running and feed animals. Running animals, he doesn't want them. Look what kind of animals, not even pets. Forget about it. I don't need it. Hashem told me, go feed animals. It's not my for animals. I said, go clean the animals. Go stay in the clothes box with airless. I says, that's what Hashem does. I says, a person cannot complain. Just the opposite is to imitate the Kadosh Baruch Hu to do everything for free. I says, I says, don't charge for this, charge for this. I says, I have to be to imitate Hashem. Be patient like Hashem, to be humble like Hashem. I mean, said this is a guide to survive. It's not Noah survived. If a person wants to survive tragedies in his lifetime, Torah tells us the secret how to survive. That's what Rami said. That sentence is a very powerful thing. That sentence. That Noah found favor in Hashem's eyes. I said, okay, so me too. He said, no, listen. The step is humbleness and correct. And everybody says, if everybody will do this, Hashem will come over me. Amen. Thank you.